This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mick Middlemo, former PGA Tour caddy and co-host of Tales from the Tips, available on the Odyssey app, a.k.a. Mick the Caddy. Mick, long time no talk. How you been since Friday?
Had been a magnificent weekend, it was.
It definitely was. I got to ask you, though, was Scotty just trolling the golf world with his comments last week that he didn't care about winning? Because clearly he did.
Yeah, he was definitely trolling everybody. You can tell, I mean, he was very, very excited with the win, and so he should have been, because that was just an absolute clinic.
Mick, you sent me a text with a stat about Tiger and how, you know, Scotty still had to do all this to catch him. And then I found my own little stat from a three-year span from 02 to 05 for Tiger. He played in 79 events and had 18 wins in four majors with no players' championships. In the same three-year type span, Scheffler has played in 81 events, had 20 wins, four majors, and two players' championships. I'm not saying he's going to go on a dominant career like Tiger, but it's certainly setting up that way, isn't it?
It is definitely setting up that way. But his comments last week kind of scared me a little bit, and I think it may have as you as well. Is like, well, how far does he really want to go? Like, does because Tiger was Tiger was a different animal. He literally pushed himself because that's all he wanted. All he ever cared about was winning, and just going on a run that was like incredibly and phenomenal. It was just, you know, ridiculous. I don't know whether Scotty's going to want to do that. I don't know whether he has the drive that Tiger... Because, I mean, if Tiger didn't have his injuries, Tiger would still be playing and trying to do exactly what Tiger does.
Yeah, and
but, I mean, go on,
well, real quick, Mick, about that, like, a lot of... To your point about Tiger, you know, he won these tournaments, because I had this whole discussion with a bunch of my golf buddies this weekend about the way he would win tournaments, is they feel like Scotty just kind of plays it to not lose and just kind of plays it safe down the stretch. And they feel like Tiger was more aggressive with kind of, I don't want to say embarrassing, but wanting to embarrass the rest of the field.
Yeah, Tiger never took his foot off the gas at any particular stage. He never, ever, every hole was there to be birdied. That was it. That was just the way he's, you know, when it was a par five, it was going to be an eagle. He had a drive that was just phenomenal. And, you know, being around him at that time and, you know, watching, you know, from inside the ropes, it was phenomenal to watch. Now, you know, obviously I haven't been around Scotty Scheffler as much, but when you watch him, it's just, obviously it's a different mentality by the looks of it, because he just goes about his business in a different way. He's just so laconic, and it's clinical to watch. It really is, because every part of his game at the moment is like his short game, his putting, and stuff like that. It's unbelievable, actually.
Mick, I'm glad you brought it up in kind of that light, because I did see a comment from Shane Lowry after the win yesterday, and his comment was, and I want to get you to kind of give us some insight into what exactly he's talking about. His comment was, if Scotty's feet stayed stable and his swing looked like Adam Scott's, we'd be talking about him in the same words as Tiger Woods. Now, on the outside looking in, I'm not a scratch golfer, but I'm looking at him going, aren't we talking about him in the same words as Tiger Woods? What does he mean by that? If Scotty's feet stayed stable and his swing looked like Adam Scott's.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw that comment and that was confusing to me, because that's the way Scotty plays. I mean, there's no such thing as the perfect golf swing. Everybody does it slightly different. Everybody has a different move. Everybody has a different technique. I mean, look at Jim Furyk. His swing looked like he was trying to kill a rat in a phone booth. I mean, it was just horrible. And it was just, but, you know, it worked for him. I mean, he shot a 58 on tour with that swing. So, yeah, I mean, it's for me to watch Scotty swing, it's just every time he swings it, it's like, wow, how does that work? I mean, I'm definitely not going to go to the driving range and try it, and I don't recommend anybody go to the driving range and try it without hurting yourself, because it's incredible to watch what he does with the footwork that he does. And, you know, I've slowed it down in slow motion and looked at it the way that right foot slides, and yeah, it's. But I mean, if Scotty had to try to anchor his feet and do that, he wouldn't be the player he is.
It's a Scotty shuffle, Nick.
It is a Scotty shuffle. I can't fathom it. I certainly don't want to practice it. That's for certain.
Well, we are talking with Mick the Caddy, Mick Middlemo, former PGA Tour caddy. And looking at the history of the Open, Mick, is there any sort of disappointment that the last three straight winners and four of the last five winners of the Open have been Americans?
No, definitely not. definitely not. Well, you know, I'm going through my citizenship at the moment. So in 18 months' time, I'll be about as American as apple pie right now. So I'll be good. I'll be jumping on the bandwagon. I've got my US. I've already got my USA Ryder Cup hat ready to go. I'm ready to roll.
Hey, atta boy, Mick. Now you're talking. See, I kind of, just for the record, I kind of pushed. I was like, Allie, will you ask this for me? Because if I ask it, Mick will come at me, and then it'll start this whole thing between us. We already have this rivalry because he's not a member of Squid Nation. Hey.
And no, definitely not. Definitely, it's nice to have the Mafia back in town, too.
Let's
be real about that, buddy.
Let's go!
Yeah, well, you know what? You can start texting him on the weekend. Hey.
You can do that. I'll send my number.
I thought it was when Rory finished his round yesterday, I'm sure you saw it, he gave an interview. I think it was Saturday. I can't remember which one. I'm pretty sure it was Sunday, though. And I thought it was such a cool interview because since he's gotten the career Grand Slam, he just seems a little bit at peace. And he even said, look, I had a great time. I played good. We were all chasing Scotty, and we had to be perfect to even be close to him. Does he seem like to you he's just at a peace with his career now? Like, he's gotten kind of an accomplishment that he needed to get out of the way? Or am I just reading into it a little bit too much of just playing at home?
I think he played his cards very close to his chest. I think he really, really wanted to win this tournament, but he knew that he just got completely outplayed. And the way that Scotty is playing right now, he's going to drive these players to work harder. And I listened to a comment by, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, who, by the way, his last 3 days were incredible. He went from tied 144th after day one to finishing in the top 10, which is ridiculously good. Scotty's driving these guys to push themselves to play better and better and better and practice harder and work harder, because they know that the bar is set very high now. There's a new sheriff in town, and you know, it was Tiger Woods and now it's Scotty Scheffler. So these guys are going to have to work even harder and harder and harder to, you know, to catch Scotty, because at the moment there's just no slowing down. You know, I've seen guys come out on tour, because when Jordan Spieth first came out, they were talking he was going to be the next Tiger, and you know, when Justin Thomas got going, he was going to be the next Tiger. And I didn't believe that at the time. And, you know, as it worked out, you know, they're not. And, you know, every player goes through ups and downs. But I just don't see Scotty Scheffler slowing down at the moment. I really don't.
I'm glad you posed it that way too, Mick, because we've somehow got all the way through this conversation without mentioning Georgia's own Harris English, who finishes a runner-up. And his comment afterwards was, how do you beat this guy? And I think that's the question I want for you. Like, is anything you saw from Harris English? I think this is the second runner-up of the year in a major. Is there anything you saw from him that you're like, you know what? If he would have hit this shot, hit that shot, I think it's too easy for us as fans sitting at home to look and go, well, you know, if he could have sank that putt. But just in his game overall, he's played so well this year. Is there anything you saw out of Harris English that led you to believe it could have had a different result?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No, Harris is a phenomenal player, and he's got one of the best temperaments. You know, I know Harris, and you know, I've been behind the ropes with him and been in his group many, many times. He's got an amazing temperament. He really does. He doesn't get flustered. He's not bashing lockers and stuff like that, like certain other players, and getting banned from golf courses. But just thought I'd throw that one in there for him.
Hey, now look. I mean, Kevin Kisner seemed to think that he wasn't all to blame for that situation becoming public like it was.
Yeah, but you know, and I agree with that too, because I've seen many, many things get thrown and broken and hurled around locker rooms in my time. So yeah, I think that was a little bit overplayed, but yeah, it was a little rough. But going back to Harris is a phenomenal talent. And, you know, when he did it this week without his regular caddy on the bag, he had his putting coach on the bag. His regular caddy wasn't allowed in the country for some reason, which is a whole different story, which I'll get into later. But Harris is a phenomenal talent, and you know, it's just what Scotty does. He just doesn't make the big, huge mistakes. I mean, he made one yesterday, but when you've got a 7-shot lead, you know, you can do that. You can probably try to, you know, he's trying to hit it out of that fairway bunker. He probably took a little bit too much, you know, a little less club, but he's not going to make the mistakes. And you know, he's half a shot, 1 shot better every round. And at the end of the tournament, you know, that's what it is. It's 4 or 5 shots.
When I want to shift to Ricky Fowler for a moment, finishing 14th was a pretty good showing for him. How much pressure do you think that took off him, or did it put more pressure on him now?
I'd say probably a little bit more pressure, because now everybody loves Ricky because he's such a good guy. As I said, I've known him for a long time. He's such a good guy. Everybody's pulling for him. Everybody wants him to do well. And, you know, and I said, coming into this tournament, I said to you on Friday, he's been really working hard. He's getting closer and closer and closer. It's just been one round that's really, really cost him. But he's really close to winning again. And when he does, it's going to be a really good story. But, yeah, I think he's going to take a lot of confidence out of this week. But, yeah, he's ready to go. I'm looking forward to see what he's got.
Yeah, it will certainly be interesting. We're finishing up with Mick Middlemo on the morning shift. Hey, Mick, I mean, on Friday, you were ready to watch the Open all weekend. What's your TV viewing going to be now until the Tour Championship? Are you going to watch Netflix?
No, I'm a diehard Chicago Cubs fan, so I've still got baseball. Oh. Baseball's still on my radar, unlike this city that, you know, is just ready for the dumpster fire that might happen. But no, I've still got my beloved Chicago Cubs to watch. So we're going along okay.
How are you a major Cubs fan?
When I first moved to the United States, I lived in Chicago. I lived 10-minute walk from Wrigley Field, so I've probably been there 300 times.
Okay, well, you know what? That makes perfect sense. Actually, I was like, there's got to be a story here.
That's pretty good.
I even have a Chicago Cubs tattoo on my arm, so that's
no.
So I am a diehard Cubs fan. So,
wow. Well, the Cubby Bear is a hell of a bar.
The enigma that is Mick Middlemo.
I have been there once or twice.
Paid the light bill, too.
Well, awesome, Mick. It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Appreciate you guys, and let's get that mafia up and rolling.
Sir.
You know what? Cut this guy off. Get him off the phone.
That is Mick Middlemoe, a.k.a. Mick the Caddy, co-host of the Odyssey podcast, Tales from the Tips, former PGA Tour caddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.